Under the karmic law that men suffer from, we have many, many problems that we constantly are being faced with. But if we break karmic law, then we discover that we're in a special infinite freedom, a sort of a wondrous place where you can be what God intended you to be. Karmic law comes at you as a form of limitation. Now, let's say that you're unemployed. We have to see through that karmic law. Before you go out to get your job, take the nature of God into your deepest understanding. You'll see how ridiculous it is to be unemployed, whether you've got any skills or not. Who is unemployed? The minute I am unemployed, I am not the Son of God. The minute I am looking for work, I am not the Son of God. The minute I am lacking something, I am not the Son of God. Suppose I turn that around. Am I unemployed and someone else employed? You don't believe in oneness if you believe that. There aren't two people, one to be this way and one to be that way. And the very essence of your life, the substance of which you're made, is the substance of God. Isn't God God's own employer? Isn't God self-employed? No one can employ God. Then how come you're not employed? Because you do not accept that you are God. And if you want to go by the name of Christ, the Son of God, is Christ unemployed? No. I'm stuck all around. I can't find out my status. Now, this universe is composed of God the Father and God the Son. And God the Son is sitting right inside you. And has no employment problems. So why don't you just take the belief in unemployment, file it, and then forget it? Why don't you be about God's business? God is always about God's business. Why don't you take God's advice? In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will acknowledge a Jew. We will be a society of one. Why don't you take God's advice that I and the Father are one? It is beginning to dawn on you what you have done to be unemployed. You have said, I and the Father are not one. All that the Father has is not mine. The Father is not always with me. And yet, you believed, in your heart you believed, that you were a good person, that you followed God, that you loved God. Do you see how ridiculous that belief was? You have some fence mending to do. You had no substance, and you thought that it could be taken away. You thought a job could be deprived. You could be deprived of the opportunity to earn a living. Do you see how little you have believed in the Bible? It's staggering. You're probably going off and claiming ownership of something. Maybe of a car or a home. You don't own anything. Have you forgotten what you have learned? There is nothing to own on this earth. Matter does not exist. You see, you have lived in a false belief of a material world and things to own, jobs to get. It isn't true at all. And until you come to grips with it, you are outside. You're knocking at the door and knocking and knocking and no one hears you. God can't hear you. The only way you can be heard is to be nothing. That's hard for you to do, and you don't like to do it. But every knee will bend. You must be nothing in order to be all. You can't be something. If you're something, you have adulterated. You're riding two horses. You're God's child, but you're also your own. And you want a job. Now, the best way to get one is to go to God inside, touch the Father within, touch the Christ within. That's who the Father is. And put your problem in Christ's hands. And say to Christ, whereas I was a fool in thinking I was unemployed, I have no need of a job. I have only one job on earth, to be about the Father's business. Because I am the Christ. All the rest is superfluous. Well, you'll never know it until you try it. Of mine own self, I can do nothing. I let God do God's work. And I might be unable to stop the fullness, the plentifulness that comes in the way of one little person who steps out of mortality into immortality, into the painless, deathless life, and finds that she is infinitely employed. We have similar problems in marriage. Oh, I tell you, that really is a problem, isn't it? But you see, marriage is based on two-ness. And two-ness is one too many. So if you've got a two marriage, you've got a difficult one. There's got to be a place where two come together as one. And they come together in their Christ acceptance. When they both know they are Christ. They have reached the basis of true understanding. Marital problems are also based on first two instead of one, and then separation from God. Of course, if I'm separated from God, I've got all kinds of problems. Sometimes when you can't find the understanding, when you can't get into oneness, when you're bickering, then the separation may cause the couple to find harmony elsewhere. Because the only marriage that gives you full satisfaction and which fulfills the divine will is the mystical marriage. And so God says, loose him, let him go. Who is my brother? Whoever does the will of God is my brother. Does my husband do the will of God? Does my wife do the will of God? If they don't do the will of God, how are they ever going to get together? You see, people travel at different speeds. Leave husband and leave wife, leave mother, leave father. And never, above all, depend on anyone for a living. If you're living under spiritual identity, you're living under grace and your needs will be provided. Oh, you say you don't see how. Well, it's good that you don't see how, because when you see how, you'll always be working with the sweat of your brow You'll always be finding you've got to earn a living. Whereas in spirit, one doesn't work for a living. One works for joy. Open your heart a little bit. Start to share. Realize that you have all God has. You have infinity to share. Depend on no one. Because God is my sufficiency in all things. Now think it through carefully. You've got to be centered in God. That's your number one priority. That's all you've got to do at all times. Be centered in God. Everything must come your way. It's a law. Spirit draws unto itself. Spirit will employ you because Spirit is you. But if you're not Spirit, or if you disclaim being Spirit, or if you act like a human and not spirit, how can spirit serve? Abiding me in all thy ways. I will fill your cup. You will bear fruit. You can never be without. Every problem in life is a problem only to the person who is not in oneness with God. Your infallible healer, the Spirit of God in you. When you nothing-eyes yourself, your body, your mortal life, get yourself out of the way, you will discover the amazing truth that God lives your life. So climb up. Climb up to that circle of God, where all there is divine substance. See, you've got all the divine substance there is. But you're asking for things. You're putting the cart before the horse. There are no things to get. That long list you prepared, those things don't exist. There are people going to come to you, and they're going to say, heal me of this and that. And I'm going to tell you a strange thing. Don't heal them. And don't be kind to them. Because tomorrow they'll be back with another thing to heal. And they'll need some kindness again. And you'll be giving always what you don't have. Heal no cases. For the simple reason that there are no mortal cases. See the case as immortality refused. And see them as immortal life. And when you see them as immortal life, see them as they are in God's eyes, without problems. And don't think your work is done then. You can't take a physical ailment and toss it out the window. But now see if there isn't something in you, something deep, something real, something alive that you can share. Another level of healing when you brush past the mortal appearance as a nothingness. And you are feeling your spirit as a somethingness. You can go to that person and share your one spirit between you. In fact, you can go so far in sharing your spirit that you can have an experience inside which will tell you that you have shared your spirit. Person to you is spirit. When you are spirit, when there is one body between you, you will find the strange sensation of having your spiritual body and his or her spiritual body in such a perfect state of oneness that it feels as if the two had gone through a process of being blended into one. You can actually feel the blending. That's like a transfusion. And the other person says, I feel better. You have lifted him up spiritually. though he doesn't quite know it, you have brought him to a state of realization of one body. Everyone who comes to you is God. There isn't any other being on earth I God, thou God, one God. Thank you, Father. I behold thy presence where the Christ of my being is. I behold thy harmony, thy love. I behold every need fulfilled. Divine substance in all. Loose him, loose her, let them go. The divine substance animates their being. It needs no help of any kind. This is to be felt within, sacredly and secretly, and told to no man, not even to the patient. Because you want to invoke the experience when he or she feels that divine substance, that will be healing enough. Children of God are bound together by one divine substance. And when you deny it for him, you have lost it. When you see that your patient is the Spirit of God, he has brought you the realization of oneness, and you are benefited. Spirit is always working, always unfolding, always bringing you the highest. When you desire something, a thing, you have made an error. You have taken yourself out of the circle of God. You have given your life back to mortality. You must translate your life and everything in it to spirit. It is the only substance. And when you step into another substance, you have found something that doesn't exist, and you are pouring your life into a substance that does not exist. Do you have to tell Spirit what you need? No. The wise man expects nothing. Man is a virgin. He takes no thought. He lets the thought of God fill his entire being. He anticipates nothing. He seeks nothing. He expects nothing. And he gets everything. Try to let grace live your life. If I were asked to define grace, I would say it's the place where a person realizes that he is God. And does nothing. And God moves him. God moves the whole world in such a way that you find yourself in the kingdom of God. Living a life without fear, without pain, without disturbances. By the Word. And the Word is quick, sharp, and powerful. You're living with confidence. You're living at peace with your fellow man. step of the way, Spirit leads you higher and higher. Just filling out what you are. Take this with you wherever you go. Always knowing the Spirit of God is who I am, and the Spirit of God is the only self in this universe. Only God is present. It is a great and wondrous truth. And as you stand in the knowledge of God's presence as the only you don't have any past regrets. There would be a denial of God's presence being the only. You don't have any fears for the future. There would be a denial that God is always on the scene. And you're a healer, and you have no persons to deal with, and you've got to remember it, and you've got to practice it. God will help. God will not admit false thinking into your consciousness. If your consciousness is the Christ consciousness, so you are never dealing with a person, and your treatment is always God is. Always that. And God will do the job of maintaining the principle of love and harmony and joy for everyone who comes into your consciousness as the Christ. You lift one person, you lift two persons, you lift the world. And it makes you a whole person. We're going to have a meditation now. Spirit, take you out of your mortality. Let it make you feel that mortality is a strange word, a word that should have no place in your being. You are coming awake. You have passed the point of sleeping. Truth is in consciousness, and it will take dominion. It will bring order. Even prosperity, all by itself. You have touched the Father within. There is no chance, no luck, no false belief. You are working on principle. And if you haven't noticed it, one of the things that makes you joyous now is that you are standing in the kingdom of God, here and now. Spirit and the spirit of all is mingling. In the invisible kingdom of God, you are touching the substance of life. It is you, and it is him, and it is her. We are one in the substance. Grace in action, flowing freely to meet every need. We live by grace. Knowledge that we are the substance of God, And that substance provides an overflowing and that substance does not admit any form of discord.